Chapter 7. The Room. The compound was dimly lit as the artificial lighting abruptly shut off. It was obvious that those who had built this fake world had attempted, albeit poorly, to make it feel like a standard planet, having both night and day. As it was, dusk seemed to only last about 10 minutes, and then it was as though someone flipped a switch. This worked out better for Murphy since his goal was to sneak in, steal the box, and slip out. He stuck to the sides of the buildings, ducking beside bushes and slipping behind trees whenever guests walked by. Finally, he was in his element. There were no clown robots to contend with, no inappropriate rear admirals to grimace at, and no commanding officers to shout orders at him as they stood safely near the rear of the squad. Segnal Space Marine Corps regulations required that all commanders lead from the rear, after all. Murphy couldn't help but imagine that Parfait had brought up that legislation, though what had been adopted was not likely what his intent was. A man who fit the description of Mr. Avakov stepped off a small deck that was attached to the back of the main home. This had to be where the box was stored. Murphy pulled forth his sidearm and prepared to go in. If there was trouble, he wanted to be ready. It wasn't in his DNA to kill, but the memory of his SSMC slogan, which was attack, defend, and or destroy, told him that sometimes being a soldier meant having to use a weapon. Still, he couldn't help but hope that it wouldn't be necessary. As soon as Avakov was out of sight, Murphy sneaked around the corner and up onto the deck. The place was dark and the door was unlocked. That was convenient. He slipped inside and studied the area. The ambient light provided enough visibility for him to see that this was a high-end office. It was the perfect place to keep a box for safekeeping, unless one considered the door being left unlocked, of course. That made Murphy think that there had to be a safe somewhere. He tucked the sidearm away and began gently pulling each one of the pictures back, hoping that there was a secret opening behind one of them. No luck. They were all firmly affixed to the wall. Next, he began opening cabinets, but there was nothing in them but papers and books and alcohol. Standard fare for wealthy people. Right as he was about to give up, he glanced over at the desk and saw two things. One was the box that matched the image Parfait had given him. The other was Ivan Avakov, who was standing by the deck door while pointing a weapon at Murphy.